Rima Adreyi. Welcome.
Hello.
So Fort Wayne's festival season is just kicking in these past few weeks, and next on the horizon is our fifth Arab Fest. You excited?
Yes, very much.
Would you tell us just what rich cultural heritage this celebration represents?
Well, the Arab culture consists of 22 countries. All of those are not represented in Fort Wayne, but we are just giving you a little taste of what is here.
And it's a really wonderful and exotic taste of culture and richness that you're giving. Is that safe to say?
Yes, I would say so.
Now, this is your second year planning the fest, Rima.
Yes.
Were you a festival goer since the first year?
Yes, I've been going since the very beginning.
Okay, so from your young and creative perspective, what does this whole thing mean to you? The chance to be a part of it, in fact, be in charge of it, making it happen.
I think for us, it's just to share our culture and educate and also celebrate it.
And without festivals like this and generating new festivals like this for everybody to attend, might all of this wonderful legacy be lost?
I would say probably. This is our way of getting people to engage with us and to learn from us. I think that's what we're really trying to do.
Good for you. A noble goal. Okay, so let's start here. What's the vibe of this wonderful two-day celebration? What awaits the festival goer?
Our suit, which is the market, the vendor tent, and well, the camel rides for sure. And then we have wonderful food coming in, and then our entertainment.
So it is really like a big, wonderful display of market, a fair, a festival going
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
And this all takes place in Headwaters West, which
yes.
is a big, sprawling place that invites just a big party, a celebration.
Yeah, the tent really helps with that. And then the pavilion provides nice coverage as well.
Yes, and so rain or shine,
yes.
sun or
mm-hmm.
not, things are going to be happening the whole time. So what are the staple activities that we can enjoy and count on being back and going strong?
Like our vendor tent has all of these great things, but it also has the ability to, from the tent, you can see everything that's going on in the park, which includes the camels and seeing them there, which is a very odd thing to see in downtown Fort Wayne.
In a good way. Yes.
Yes. And then also because we have the foods kind of on two different sides, so you can see them making the food and the sandwiches, and you can also see somebody, we have the za'atar chips, which are very popular. And there'll be music playing the whole time. So you get an atmosphere like you're really inside experiencing something.
Because you are.
Because you are,
yes. Arab Fest, and that's just fantastic. Rather
yes.
like an open market altogether.
Yes.
And meanwhile, what might you say is the most curious or crowd-pleasing event that you're going to be able to offer to folks this year?
One of our vendors does coffee ground readings with the small little Turkish coffee cups. And so she'll read you your fortune.
That would be like tea leaf or palm reading?
Yes,
or
anything, very similar.
And coffee grounds, okay.
Yes. There's usually a line of people wanting that done for them every year.
Well,
so I expect it again.
I hope that your fortune is as good as most of the fortunes that are going to be dispensed during that part of the festival, to be sure.
Thank you.
It sounds like an absolutely wonderful experience, and there's plenty of structure and hard work to it, but it is a free-flowing couple of days of
yes.
just range around and run around and have a wonderful good time.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the point, and
mm-hmm.
you make it very easy for the public to come and do so. How have the festival numbers grown over the past 5 years?
Well, I know last year we had almost 2,000 attendees, which is grown from starting 5 years ago.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So what other numbers can you share with us?
Well, we have more vendors this year. We're almost at 20, which is very good. And we have 10 solid sponsors.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then for the entertainment, we have a DJ who will be there all day playing the popular music. And then we have a band coming from Chicago. And then the Depke, which is like our traditional line dancing, coming from Michigan.
That's all quite a spectacle. And so all in all, things are growing, certainly as they should, or maybe even surprising people. I think I tend to hear about this festival in particular, how Fort Wayne's population is embracing it. So from the beginning, including this year, who all do you expect to see at Arab Fest?
We get a lot of families with young children. We have a children's area, so a lot of educational things, and they can see all of the flags from the 22 countries. There are coloring pages they can color, and then there's also learning activities about numbers and letters in Arabic.
Oh, okay. So you really embrace the whole kid thing.
Yes.
And turn it your way, the mm-hmm. festival way,
yes.
for all kinds of education, elaboration for people of all ages. So it really is a family-friendly event.
Yes, it's very family-friendly. And we just want to engage with the children because that kind of then engages the adults.
Is there age, shape, or size requirement for riding the camels?
I don't think so.
Alrighty, that makes it fair game, and that yeah. has to be a big deal. Like you say, riding yes. a camel in yeah. Fort Wayne isn't something you see every day.
No, it's not.
Only at Arab Fest. Is this becoming a regional, if not a destination festival by now, or can you at least think to a time where it might be?
I think so. I know from last year we had people coming from Indianapolis and South Bend, and it also helps that because our musicians are coming from Chicago. I know that they have brought people with them who've come, and then the dancing, the Depke this year, they're coming from Detroit, Michigan, so I know people are coming from there as well.
It's a nice circle then of
yes.
activity. And since the critical role of festivals like this is to showcase and preserve cultural traditions like that before they become endangered species, what inroads do you feel like you're making here with the support that you get and the interest that you get for all of the arts and culture that you're bringing in?
Well, I think the art of it, like with the dancing specifically, I know the troupe that's coming, their Motoni Depke troupe, they are starting a Depke school in Detroit to teach anybody who would want to learn how to do it. And I think us having them come is giving them a platform to even expand how far their reach is to
oh,
get
indeed.
People to join them.
And that kind of dance is on the radar again.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, at like weddings and stuff.
Well, okay, then. Yeah. If anybody needs some inside tips on that, we'll know where to send them. Do you see an increase in local artists and performers yet in this?
Not yet, but I do hope as we grow and get bigger, we can get an impact from our local community because that's kind of where you want to get it from. Like getting it from out of state is fine and all, but I would like to support our local community because that's what this is for.
Oh, indeed. And good luck with all of that as
Thank
well.
You.
And I know that a festival like this is for exactly that kind of a dream. And speaking of dreams, if you could add one thing as the president of this organization, just one thing tomorrow to this festival, what would it be?
Honestly, my dream this year was to get the dancing because we had it the first year and we haven't had it the past 3 years, and bringing it back for our fifth annual festival was really my goal.
Well, good for you and really well done because it's quite a spectacle. If people haven't seen it,
yes.
I know that they're going to be very, very
they
pleased.
They put on quite a show.
Yes. And what about the purely pop culture appeal of DJs and the like? All the fun stuff that goes with this festival. Is the Arab contribution to these entertainment forms growing, would you say?
I think that the DJ and like pop culture stuff is because the music really is very pop-like and it does overlap with the type of beats and sounds that they're using with what we're listening to with American music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And global music, we might also say the kids have a distinct kind of style and heavy beat and vibe and just a sensibility that they're going for that this kind of music fits perfectly. So might it be the younger generation, the kids that carry all of this forward and sort of ensure, if not solidify, the success of future Arab Fests?
Oh, for sure, because they're the ones who, first of all, bring their parents out and say, I want to go do this, and then their parents are like, oh, this is, I want to be here too, kind of thing.
That's a great point, and if it can happen right here in Fort Wayne, I think that is just grand and good for you for all of that. So I do have to ask, do you have a particularly favorite event among these 2 days of festivities? If I were to guess, I'd say it's the dancing.
It's for sure the dancing. Just from past years, I do love the vendor tent too, because that's where it's really happening. It's always busy and there's just a lot going on. And so I have to look forward to the dancing this year since I haven't got to see it for the past 3 years.
I don't blame you. And again, congratulations on that. Give us a real quick food tip. What should everybody try to have a taste of?
I would say the falafel, because that is, I know, the most popular thing people always ask for.
And it'll be fresh and
it'll be fresh. They're frying it right there.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm ready for some now, but I guess I'm going to have to wait. And last question, Rima, before I let you get back to all of the planning that I know you are certainly busy with
yes.
this week. What's the most important thing you hope every festival goer takes away from Arab Fest 2019?
What I hope is that people become aware that we are in Northeast Indiana and this is our home. And we just want to support our culture because it is so rich and diverse, and that we just want to share it with people so they can learn about us as much as we can learn about them.
Fort Wayne resident Rima Adrei is the president of Fort Wayne Arab Fest. Thank you for taking time from your pre-festival duties to share this wonderful story with us, Rima. And here's to another fine Arab Fest.
Thank you.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.